Item 15, notices of motion. 15.1, notice of motion by Councillor Sophie Galbally, NOM number 2/2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galbally.
Surprise. Yes, I'd like to move this motion, Madam Mayor, that the resolution of Council on the 26th of July 2016. Item 16.1, notice of motion by Dot Haynes, and it's all there for all to read. I ask that this motion be set aside, the resolution be set aside and not further acted upon.
Councillor Galbraith.
Yeah. What? Where am I?
Up here.
Top of the next page.
Further up.
Is that a notice to number two?
That's it, just there. Can you just read that, Councillor?
Yes, okay. It's a bit weird. That the notice of motion 2/2017 be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Conlon. Councillor Galbally?
Now I can speak on it? Okay, I'll go to my notes. That's all right with you all. Madam Mayor and councillors, I'll get my page. Eventually. I'll get it. Don't know where it's gone. Sorry. All right, I'll start. I'll just ad lib. This motion that I'm asking you all to set aside is basically because initially this council did go ahead and ask for all tenders to be presented. We received absolutely no tenders. The main reason for that, I would assume, is that of the complexity of the situation and the size of the building and the situation of the building. Following that, I cannot support that this motion go ahead. Sorry, I am really trying to find my notes.
Madam Mayor, can I ask for a recess?
Yes, thank you.
Meeting, just for 5 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Do I have a seconder for that? Yeah. Councillor McLeish, those in favour? Carried. Okay, just 5 minutes break. Thanks, councillors.
I reckon I've lost them.
No, they can't. See, Andrew, Paul, help. Can you help her, please? Are you better than him?
No, it's in my notes. I think I've noted it. Wiped it.
Normally would be any of them.
Nothing.
I know, I've seen
that. Thank you.
Yeah. They're growing up.
Yeah, that's the middle one.
They're growing up.
That's not the middle daughter.
Little child.
Yeah.
Is
it?
Oh, yes. Is your...
Yes, I do remember when they were little.
It was I remember when they were... Listen, your computer's named Stephen Mayne. Your computer's named Stephen Mayne.
No, that's because he's in the room behind you.
Oh! Over
there.
Oh, there he is at the back.
It's just because his computer's in the room.
His computer's in the room.
Oh, it comes up on the screen. I know who's around me. It's come up as a share. It's Stephen Mayne.
My computer is...
It's all right. I didn't know he was there. That makes sense.
It's his phone or his computer.
His phone. Yeah, because it came up SM, Stephen.
I'm all done.
I sent a message.
So you debate this, and then it gets carried.
He is.
Then the mayor will call you to stand up again, and then you read the whole thing out.
So the talking should be in the second one. Yeah. All right? Talking should be in the second part.
We're moving out the movie. It's all right.
Have you noticed it?
When? When you put me... Yeah, good. Because sometimes you get absent-minded. Some of the things...
I know.
Dry form. You just second one.
Okay.
Be spontaneous.
Okay.
Council law. Not normal law.
Okay. Call to order. Okay. Councillor Galbally.
Great. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Some might call it divine intervention. I just call it my bad IT. So I will start again by presenting my case where I'm asking the Mayor and councillors for the support for my motion to set aside Council Resolution of 2016, mainly because Council have received no tenders to relocate these buildings. And in the absence of any tenders, an estimate based on officers' experience and discussions with contractors' cost of this particular exercise would have cost over $600,000. There is a long list of reasons why this would have been the case, some of which include the need for the building to be broken down into three sections, removal of asbestos and lead paint, replacement of about 40% of external cladding, new roof and gutters. As described in the Manningham Heritage Study of 2005, the church complex was sold to council in 1976 and the church windows were removed to St David's Anglican Church in Doncaster Road. This sale to council came with no requests or demands for preserving the original church. In 2007, I tell you what, I'm in IT. In 2007, St John's Council sold to a developer. For the first 10 years, the building had suffered from neglect and extreme weather. So if they weren't deemed of a heritage value in 1976 or in 2007, I hesitate to guess that the building probably wouldn't be of heritage value now. Madam Mayor and councillors, we need to put this resolution aside and look in a positive direction to how council can plan, cost and provide a community facility near Shram's Cottage, which is part of my next motion. So please vote to set the July 2016 resolution at the council aside. Thank you.
Councillor Conlon.
Having not been on the council in the previous council and part of this decision, I support over putting aside this motion on the basis of good governance. There was no costing prior to the time. There was no budget. And that we have to live within our means as a council and as ratepayers. It's just part of life. Having been down to see the church yesterday, I concur that it's not in a good state of repair, and to shift it will be a very high cost, as has been indicated by the officers. I'd also like to point out that the original motion was for two buildings, being the hall and the church. The costing we have so far is just for the church, so the costing of moving the hall as well is likely to be more, given that it's about 60% bigger. So again, we don't have the money in the budget for this project. The historical value significance has not been proven. There was no historical submission that I've been made aware of in when this motion was originally made last year. And again, I would ask the councillor to reconsider, and let's focus, as Councillor Galbally has mentioned, on the future and on doing something better for the historical society, which I think can be done a lot more economically and a lot better, I would say. So I commit that to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Conlon. Any to speak against? Councillor Haynes.
Before I do, can I just... I have a couple of short questions. One is, was this motion submitted in accordance with the local law to the CEO by noon, 8 days clear before the scheduled meeting?
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes it was.
Thank you. And another question is, the motion that has been resolved in... I know it says July, but actually there was a rescission thing, so obviously it was August 2016. It says in the motion that it immediately commenced to process and a number of other issues by hereby evidence the community. We've all read it. We all know what it says. My question to the CEO or through the mayor is, what action has been implemented on that motion that was passed over 8 months ago, because as a council I haven't seen any tenders or any of the things that's now being mentioned.
And do you want me to answer?
The report says that there was a registered interest of 8 tenders of registered interest, so then they got the information. There was nothing else from that. Then one cited, and that's in the report, had a visitation and they withdrew any tender. So that's in the report.
All right, and the immediately commenced the process of, have we started to do that? That's 8 months ago, that's all. I'm just asking.
I'll pop that through to Teresa.
I'm just worried that we're going
director
to be
of, Director of Planning and Environment can answer that question.
I'm just worried that we'd be actioning on a motion that's actually already got some work being done on.
Thank you, through you, Madam Mayor. Yes, the officers did seek to speak to the department about how we could proceed with that, and because at the moment the decision was to move the church and the heritage goes with the site, we had to be able to prove that it was in imminent danger of being demolished, and we couldn't prove that because there is no current planning permit for the site, and the department would not give us the ability, because we cannot put an amendment, it needs to go through the minister, so that was not available to us.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, well, can I stand to object now? I stand to object against this motion for a number of reasons. My fellow councillors, a lot of what you've heard as far as tenders and assumptions are absolute poppycock. I have heard reasons to set aside the motion, and I rise against it because of the history of Manningham, and need to say that now more than any time as an elected person who is here to represent the people, that all councillors around this table should stand up to ensure that the neglected historical precinct and the few buildings left in the Doncaster Templestowe be not demolished and looked after. The Victorian Heritage sees them as a significant building, and obviously through past heritage reports. At this time, we are bombarded with information on budgets of over $120 million, council plans, visions, strategies, and I have no hesitation in imploring you all to consider that your decision here tonight has a greater significance on the long-term value that you put on the people and the places within Manningham that we represent. If the consideration is of one of money, then it should be a resounding, let's do what's needed to preserve our history. This is only a small amount within the whole scheme of the Manningham budget each year that has not been spent. We spend more money on toilets, food, and the Manningham Council than this will cost. History of this building, as you have seen, little information about, and other buildings, will be gone forever from Manningham, as many of them already have. One example is the neglect of the history that you got to see the building of yesterday, of the neglect of history here within Manningham. That brings me to the site of Schramm's, the only site left within Doncaster Templestowe that is trying to become an education centre, and it would be the only one, and a place where people can see, touch and learn about our past. Yes, councillors, this site known as Schramm's Cottage is not even where the Schramm's Cottage was. That was moved brick by brick. This council was told by Heritage Victoria that Schramm's Cottage was too significant to demolish, and because it couldn't stay on the site, they moved it brick by brick. Back in 1991, the old schoolhouse was also significant, and it was craned in. It wasn't left on the site that it was supposed to, that it was first built on. And we have allowed many historical buildings to be taken out of Manningham or demolished. Many people that have tried to work and save this buildings have been trying so for 10 to 15 years, and I would name them, but I'd probably miss a few, so I'm not going to read any names out. But the nine around this table here that are the ones that who get to decide what is and isn't significant at this time. The past is behind us now, and we get to make a decision about the future of our kids and their kids and what's important to the people.
Madam Mayor, second.
Thank you. Move for an extension. I've got a mover, Goff. Mover, second, McLeish. All those in favour? Carried. Continue on.
Sorry. Weren't watching the clock. Okay. We are elected by the people to act on behalf of all the people. And if the older people in the older buildings don't get a small portion of our attention and we only focus on what's new and the things that we can build, then we are failing the people of Manningham. And that is why I am here around this table tonight. This isn't about demolition by neglect, but this motion gets up. That is what we're going to do. We are here tonight to show the people of Manningham that keeping some things from our past, as they should be, is as important. And council of the past has a legacy of spending the many millions of dollars every year without spending any on our Doncaster and Templestowe historical precinct. I've asked previously, as you councillors know, for $2 million to be put into the budget before we even started the budget process for the many needs known as Schramm's Cottage, to be turning that into an education and tourism facility that would be financially sustainable, and all of the artworks and other historical items, including the documents, would be on display. What legacy does this council want to have? It is about merit here tonight, councillors, and your decision here tonight should be for the people and the ratepayers that are the silent majority and have paid rates here. I know I've paid rates here for more than 23 years. I'm certain that there's many that haven't paid a lot longer and a lot more. Councillors, this isn't about politics. It's not about power or position. It's about the people, and I ask that you vote against this motion to set aside what is the only chance to give the people what they have long fought for. A replica of something is not an original, and this is about the merit of an original building, and it is a small slice of Manningham that we can do to represent for the future years to come. Now more than ever is the time to actually stand up and to look at the upcoming budget and to take the opportunity to Time. Ensure that we do our best for the community.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone for? To speak for? Okay, then I'll put it to a... Anyone for? Speaking for? Councillor McLeish?
First, I'd like to move that we suspend standing orders for the duration of, for the remaining duration of this item 15.1 so that others may speak.
Do I have a seconder for that?
No multiple speakers. Yeah, I'll second that.
So Councillor Gough to second. All those in favour? Carried.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, we're faced with a conundrum with this particular proposition. On one hand, we've got some heritage buildings or some aged buildings that we don't own. They're not ours. They're not on our land. They're on private land. They're owned by someone else. And we are faced with an original motion that sought to relocate them. And in the time that the intervening period since we've first considered that motion and today, there's been a bunch of work done to identify what it's likely to cost to move the buildings. And we've identified the organisation's likely has identified the likely cost of moving one of those buildings, and it is substantial, very substantial. To move two buildings, well, it's going to be even more, hell of a lot more. It's going to be well over $1 million by the council officer estimates. One building, I think, what was the number, over 800,000? Right. Even if you just multiply it by two, it's 1.6 million. That's a heck of a lot of money to save two buildings. And there are buildings that are worth saving in this city, there is no doubt, and these may be two of them. But the challenge we face, councillors, is we have to be accountable to every ratepayer in our city. Can we justify spending over $1.5 million on doing this project and not doing something else? Because we can't go to the ratepayers and say, give us some more rates to do this. We don't have that option. The state government has capped rates. There is no opportunity to increase rates to do this. You can't just go out and say, give us a bit more rate increase, ratepayers, to pay for this. You don't have that option. What we have to do is fit it within our budget. We spend about $34 million a year on capital works. So which projects are we going to delay to make this happen? Because we would have to find $1.5 million out of the current budget. Are we going to tell the people who want Domini Reserve upgraded that they don't get their money? Maybe Donvale Reserve. Which community sporting group isn't going to get its building rebuilt? Who's going to have their project delayed in order to do this particular project? Because we need to have the wisdom of Solomon to try and fit this very expensive project into our budget. And I don't see it. As much as I would like to save these two buildings, I can't see where in the budget we find over $1 million to do this. And I can't see which other community groups we disappoint to do this, to save a couple of buildings that are admittedly very beautiful, but they are of questionable historical value. And I look at it and say, should we do this? Are we responsible to act for all of our ratepayers in trying to save these two buildings? Would we be better off putting some money into SRAMs to give that organisation some improved facilities to help them operate that site more cost effectively and to make it a more viable site? We could build a very nice little building and have a lot of change left over to build some other community facilities without blowing, sorry, probably not a good term, without spending over $1 million rescuing these two buildings, if indeed we can. It's a very steep site. It's a steeply sloping site. There are trees all over it. It's very difficult to get these buildings out. They have to be broken up into small pieces to do it. The buildings are greatly deteriorated because the previous and current owner have done nothing to them for 10 years. They've been sitting there rotting for 10 years. And the council before that didn't maintain them. How can we justify to the ratepayers of Manningham $1.5 million in trying to save these two old buildings? Is it justifiable? Well, it's a tough one, councillors, and in the end, I'm coming down on the side of no. It's not what I'd like,
but it's what we have to do. That's my opinion on it, councillors, and I ask you to consider carefully what you do.
Thank you. Speaker against? Councillor Chen.
Madam Mayor, it all goes into the core value of the community. What is the heritage? What makes it important to the Manihan community? And in terms of history, and I can go, I'm new to the council, and I have done, I have to do a lot of study to get the right decision. I will never forget regret for making that decision. And can I just go draw all your attention to the study by a heritage consultant in 2005. He recommended that the church and the hall, the complex, it recommended to be heritage important, should be put into heritage overlay. And they also give some reasons why they are important. They are of local significant value, social value, historical value. I just go draw your attention to the historical side of the value. The church played an important role in the development of the Doncaster East, now where we stay. And during the Second World War, the ladies of Doncaster and Doncaster East gathered in the church. They knitted socks, baklavas for the soldiers. They packed foods and to give away to the people and to the soldiers. And that is the important of the part of the history. That is the Second World War. And Australia is a relatively very young country. If you put that into other civilization, probably that's not significant. But Australia is a young country, and Doncaster is very young suburb, so that's why they are significant. If you think of it, it's 110 years old now. And I also draw your attention to that they are made by free neighbor, volunteers, to build the church and the hall, especially the hall. It was completed in one day with only £2,260, and that's it. So in terms of how we preserve the church, there are many ways to do. If we do not want to preserve the heritage at the complex, we have 1,000 reasons to say no. If we determine that that is significant to Doncaster East, to all the Manihan community, the answer is we can only find one reason to keep it. And in terms of budget, we can always have means to find flexibility. In perhaps the council can work with the local communities, and we find grants, we find volunteers in terms of works, in terms of funds, and then we can work on that. If we decided to set aside today, and that chance will never happen again. Except for me today, as a migrant to Australia, and only lived in Doncaster for 15 years to safeguard the complex. And I'm quite sad to say that I'm now today to say my reasons against set aside the motion. But in terms of heritage, I have to say I object the motion. Thank you.
Any other speakers? Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll rise to speak on this particular motion. And just a little bit of history of this, as far as I'm concerned. Last July, I think it came up at the council meeting. I was away on vacation at a particular time, and this motion got through. And then I think the month after, a rescission motion was put in, and I thought, well, the council had made a decision on this. To do this particular task, I wasn't at the meeting. I'm not going to change that decision on a rescission. But Madam Mayor, look, I come here to speak about this particular issue. The fact is, we've got a problem. We've got a motion on our books that's inactive, is unable to be enacted, because we are not able to find people to shift it. Okay, Now, there's a whole lot of debate, and I'm not going to debate whether something is historical or not historical. You know, coming around this room, there are probably a few people here that have lived in Manningham longer than me tonight, but I've lived here for 61 years, actually. So I've been here for 61 years. There will be some people in this room that have been here a little bit longer, but I've been here a long time. I'm not saying that gives me any special thing on anything or whatever, but let's talk about this history of this particular church. Yes, reports go out. We have had reports, and I'm not discounting people's reports, but we did have a Bunnings fountain regarded as being historic just near the Ruffey Lake Park in a property just there, and then later on said, oh, it wasn't a particular garden of so and such, it was done in the style of so and such and all the rest. And I'm not decrying that. It probably has got some significance of it being old. But again, the church left that particular site. Council sold that site. And at that particular point, it could have, at that stage, made a decision, and there could have been a lot of people coming out, made a decision about referring it and putting a process through. It didn't occur. It's on private property. We don't even own the property. We don't even own the dwelling that we want to put this overlay onto. And we've found that we've gone out to tender and no one is prepared to tender because the building is frail. They will not guarantee that the fact that it can be shifted. When it is shifted, it's going to have new, basically a lot of the frame redone, the weatherboards redone in where it is, new roof, new gutters. Then it has to be changed because it has to be DDA compliant, and so therefore it's not going to look like the other things. It's got to come up to the amenity and the standards of our particular halls and things. And so, yes, we're going to have a building from somewhere else, expensively taken to another site to put up there. But it's the fact that we've got a motion before us, councillors, and we can't continue to have a motion before us, and we have to solve this, in that we've got a motion that we can't enact because no one is prepared to go and shift it. And no one is prepared to come and do it. And we can't, and we've gone out to do it. And it's at that point I say, well, we have to do a motion here to actually correct this because we can't have it continuing on our books because we can't enact it. And so therefore, we have to do something else. And councillors, this comes, in my opinion, from motions coming up to council that have never gone through any processes at council, have never gone through any discussions at council. Councillors come up with a motion, an idea, they get enough people, they just put their hand up and no prior discussions have ever been made. And that is a fundamental difficulty with this because we haven't gone through a process beforehand to even investigate on the ability to shift this particular building or to look into it or to do anything with it. So, Council, we're in a position now where we need to actually make a decision because we've got something on our books we cannot enact. No one is prepared to shift it. We've gone out. People that went out to look at it said, hey, no way, I'm not going to try and shift this. I can't. There's trees. It's on this site. I'm not going to guarantee this. I'm not going to be able to shift it. It's going to break up. So, councillors, we need to set a course for the future. And I agree with Councillor McLeish when we say we're in this position here. And I'm not talking about the question of it is great to have these historic buildings. In fact, Shams Cottage is a wonderful building up there. And, you know, in one of the things, I did come up with the idea, and I must admit, and I put it out there to the Historical Society, which at one stage they sort of welcomed it another. That was the site of the original Lutheran Church in Doncaster, up on top of the hill. It was shifted to Victoria Street because for a number of times of the year, especially in the wintertime, horse and buggies couldn't get up there. It is the stage of, I suppose, where the cemetery is there. And it was totally desecrated in the First World War, not the second, but the first one, because of a reaction against German names and things like that. In fact, we want to look at history here, European history, and we need to look at Victoria Street, which I believe was Bismarck Street, and King Street, Kaiser Wilhelm Street. You know, these are signs that should be around and display. We could go to our history. We could have photographs of things. We can do something there, and an idea of if we're going to make a new building in there, make it in the style of an original thing. But that was raised for a while, and then it was sort of came down a bit. So, councillors, yes, we do have a precinct up there that we need to look after, but we need to also look after the fact that we no longer have money, and we can't just raise the rates by an extra 2% this year
to cover the cost of this. We have got a 2% rate increase, which is mandated. We cannot go above that. We have to. We are looking at cutting cutting our programs and things here because we don't have the money, and we don't have the luxury anymore to put rates up 4%. We can only put them up 2%, and that compounds year after year. And so, therefore, urgency on money. So there's not even a special charge or anything that we can put through to actually do anything here. Councillors, we've got to get ourselves out of this hole that was made. And believe me, it was made because good due diligence and process wasn't undertaken at the beginning of this process. And I stayed out of it the second time because I wasn't about to overturn a decision that council had made. But I, at this particular point, when we can't enact what we've actually got there, we need as a council to be responsible and do something about that. So councillors, I urge that you support this motion.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak? Okay, so I'll resume standing orders and then you can close. So can I ask for a mover to resume standing orders? Councillor McLeish, seconded by Councillor Goff. All those in favour? Thank you. And now Councillor Galbally, would you like to close?
Yeah, sure. Look, I think all councillors that wanted to speak had their chance to say their piece, and I thank them all for their part of it. I did gather, you know, and of course we've always known that there's been an emotive part of this whole subject. The fact that this church does have a history and it stays with people, and they really want to sort of keep it for them, for the future and in their memories. So the shame of it is, as Councillor Goff mentioned, that, you know, this building had the opportunity of being saved perhaps in 2005. You know, I suppose they would have encountered the same problems because the same power lines were in the way, the same hill was there, whatever. But I still maintain my idea that we need to set aside that particular motion and move on, and, you know, the memories, I think, are as important as buildings. People, I think, are more important than buildings, and the memory of people can actually be housed somewhere, like we've done in so many other places when the buildings have gone and the people just want to maintain the history for future reference. And I think that is probably a good way for us to move ahead on the heritage side. So I'll just let it sit there and ask for you to set this past motion aside. Thank you.
Okay, I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour? Opposed? Carried.
Vision.
Councillor?
Vision.
Okay, those in favour, please rise. Councillor Zephyropoulos, Councillor Goff, Councillor McLeish, Councillor Piccinini, Councillor Conlon, Councillor Galbally, Councillor Kleinert. Those opposed? Councillor Haynes, Councillor Chin. Thank you. So, Councillor Galbally, you have a subsequent motion.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I would like to move now that Council A notes that no tenders received for the relocation of St John's Church and Hall, and B request that officers prepare a feasibility report for Council that considers alternative options for a structure in or adjacent to the site known as Shram's Cottage.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Conlon. So, Councillor Galbally?
I think we've really discussed this at length. I think it's time for us to, look at the possibilities of building some other structure that can be used for the community. Obviously, there'd have to be an expression of interest, but it is in the heritage site of Shram's Cottage, so it would be nice, if somewhere within this structure a history of St John's can be included, if that was the will of the people. We do have a funding already budgeted to about 300 into the future, 300,000 that is, for some facilities for the community, so that could also be put towards whatever structure is deemed necessary and able. And with that, I hope that you pass this motion. Thank you.
Councillor Coleman? Anyone to speak against? Councillor Haynes?
Madam Mayor, I just speak against the fact that there was no tender received on this motion. I don't understand how that can be part of it when we've already discussed the fact that they've said they've already got people with prices. But the other one is the feasibility study.
There's no prices.
Sorry?
No, Councillor Haynes.
That's what I'm saying. There was no tender. It was put out during November, December, that's why. But anyway, the feasibility study, as we know, the Historical Society is looking for something in the future. I would like to foreshadow that we do not pass this motion because I would like to see us come forth over the next month as a council, discuss it around the table and actually have something concrete to put forward to the Heritage and Historical Society that has a lot more than just a feasibility study, but actually has something that we can put into the budget and do some real work with instead of just throwing some money at more studies.
Madam Mayor, look, I'll get up and speak in favour of this motion. This particular motion is actually saying, listen, we've got an area up there, we've got a pool of money, the 300,000 wasn't going to shift that place, nowhere near it, it was going into the millions. We didn't have a budget allocation for this, we haven't got anywhere to get the other money from. We've got this bit of money and it's actually saying directed into looking into that particular area and finding out what it is. That's exactly what Councillor Haynes is actually talking about, it's just that it's already coming in this motion and it's been moved.
Thank you. Anyone to speak against? Okay. In closing, Councillor Galbley?
No, I think I'll just let it go to the vote. Thank you.
Okay, I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour? Against? Carried.